Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hei. Beishamai Oimrim, Ein Misalkin, and Satrisim Biyomtiv. So we have another Machlokes Beishamai and Beisillel over here on something which might be that Beisillel is Mekel, Mishum Simchas Yomtiv, like we have in previous Mishnahs. There's another element over here also, so let's explain. A tris, Marnevrit, a tris refers to the shutter in front of the windows to keep the heat out, or to keep noise out. But the tris, Beloshen Chazal, was they had stores in the shuk, chanuyos, and closing up the front of the store was a wooden frame, and the frame was had a wood, like a door in it. The door could be just put into place, the door could be put in, being held into the frame by a bolt. So what they used to do is they used to take this frame out. It was like a big wooden frame with a wood piece that closed it up. They would come in the morning. They would take it out. That's siluk hatrisin. So that board, they'd take it out. And then they would set up that board, and it would be like a kli. It would be a like a stand for the fruits or whatever other merchandise was being sold to be used to display the merchandise. So, Beishamai says, Emesach Zatrisim Biyomtiv. The Gemara is Mavur, the Rav brings, that the concept over here is what's called Yesh Binyan Ustira Bekelim. We're not talking about something which is Mamish Boina, because it's not properly attached to the ground. It's not considered part of the Binyan. It's just a piece of wood that's put in to block up the entrance to the building. That being said, it's not like a door. A door, theoretically, you could argue that every time you close the door, l'chayru, you're being oisik in binyan. But it's not that way. Why? Because the door is fully attached, and the way it functions as part of the building is on a double hinge, a hinge on the bottom, a hinge on the top of the side, and it swings back and forth. The door opens, the door closes. The whole time it's attached. They're being put into place, even if there's a deadbolt that goes into the ground. You're not making something that wasn't in the ground. There's no binyan or hisofa on the building. Here, Vinishvi, it's mavur in the Gemara that we could be talking about a chanos, we could be talking about a whole store that wasn't a building proper. The whole thing was not mechubal lekarka. There's a wooden crate, it's the whole store, it's like a storage shed, and the schayra is stored, the merchandise is stored in the shed, which is not mechubal lekarka. It's on the ground. It's stored there at night. It's brought out, like we're saying, to display on the tris during the day. Because of that, so we're talking about binyan ustir b'kelim. We're not talking about binyan ustir b'mechubal lekarka. He holds yesh binyan ustir b'kelim. Beis Hillel matirin af lahachzer. Now we could say that to undo the store, we'll have mavurim yitz Hashem later on. Under certain circumstances, schoira can be sold, not properly sold like in a merchandise type of way, but it could be given out to people that need four yomtiv. Since on yomtiv there is a certain amount of activity, there's carrying. You could come get the you ran out of potatoes, and there's a housewife that wants to make a kugel on yomtiv. So because yomtiv, so you go to the store, and under certain circumstances that we'll see later on, you'll be able to buy the potatoes. That being said, l'chara undoing the tris. L'chayru, you could say I had to have Simchas Yomtiv. Beisillel is mater af lahachzir, because he holds that ain't binyan ustir b'kelim. So since we're not talking about being moisif or being megareh on a binyan, so we're not talking about every day. So again, there would be a mokum to aser, because it's a proper attaching a piece. Afilochi chazal loygozu, because of Simchas Yomtiv. The Gemara is mavur that you would have to be matir. Not only to take off the tris and to let people get what they need for Simchas Yomtiv, but even to put it back, because the storekeepers are never going to be maskim to open up to provide a customer with what he needs for a Yomtiv Suda, because the stuff will be stolen by tomorrow. So Mele, Hitiru, what's called the Lashon Chazal, Hitiru Soifan Mishum Tchiloson. The Gemara is also Mavur that by a tris that has two bolts into the sides, Mamish looks like a door. There would never be matter. Where there's only one bolt, so it's not really properly attached. That means even if it's not part of a binyan, it's not mechubal lekarka, but the two bolts would define it as something that's semi-permanent, and that even Beis Hillel wouldn't be matter. If it's just a piece of wood that snaps into a frame, Vibe Shammai would never ask you either. That's not, doesn't have any staying power. It's mamish not called binyan. With the machlokes is only with this one sear, with this one bolt that goes in. So it's held on, but it's not held on properly. So memela, it's a shtickle daimel binyan, and that's where the machlokes b'shammai v'sila. So again, we've narrowed down the machlokes b'shammai v'sila to one case. Now the next case. B'shammai oimrim ein neitlan se'eli lekatziv ale olav boser. This is a kli that we find in Meseches Beitza a few times. And Eli is a kli that was used, a very heavy kli, and it was used to pound, to crush wheat. The discussion over here is not about crushing wheat, because that's certainly not Malachas Eichel Nefesh. Again, we'll have to explain in Perek Gimel what exactly is the parameters and the criteria of Malachas Eichel Nefesh, but it's not. What you want to use it for in the case of the Mishnah is you want to use it lekatziv alav basar, to cut basar. That, to cut it into pieces that you could use. And because of that, Beisil is matir. Beishamai holds ein neutlin se'ali, you're not allowed to take it. Whenever we have a lashon of ein neutlin, you always have to look for hilchas muhtza. Because the isser is not so much the using, the isser is the taking, the picking up. It's muhtza. What's the Issa Mukta over here? There's two pshatim, and they're both centered at Hanna learn a sugya in Shabbos of Kufchav Gimel, Kufchav Dalet. Over there is the sugya of different types of Mukta. So we mentioned before, let's mention again. There's Mukta, we have something that's Eitzim Avonim, it doesn't have any Shemesh at all, that's Mukta Gomer. It's missing in Hachona, we spoke about that Parichus in Mishnah Aleph. There's Mukta where something is a Kli. Where something is a kli, it has use. It's not in the original choyser hachon. A hammer is a kli, and it has a use. Now, the general use of a hammer is to bang in nails. That's not something you can use it for on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But treftz chamol, that you need a hammer to do something else. You want to crack open a walnut with a hammer. Gezum tehet. For that, we say kli shemalachtoi le'iser, which means a kli that its general purpose of shimush is le'iser. The consensus is that that type of mukta is not mukta machmas gufoy. The kli shemalachta le'iser is an iser netila, that goes in mishum ha'itzor, like we said, the nechemya, bezin shal nechemya, the anshe knes ha'gdelu was geyser. However, there's a type of kli where even though it's a kli, and it's not a dovish or mukta machmas gufoy, it has a use, but since its primary use is something you won't use it for on Shabbos, it's something that you're makbin enough not to use for not a purpose. I'll give a simple example. A knife that's used for mila. Theoretically, you could cut salami with a mila knife, but nobody will. A mila knife has to be perfect. And nobody will use it for anything else but mila. So a sack and shell mila, I'm not talking about if there's a bris. I'm talking about if there's no bris. You can't call a regular klisha malachtalis. So that has a special name. It's called Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis. The Chisorin Kis, the abusing it, the ruining it, is going to be Mainea, a person from using it for anything else. So essentially, you're stuck. You have nothing to use it for. But it is a Kli. So it's not Mukta Machmas Gufoy, but it is a secondary type of Mukta, which is Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis. And there's a big discussion. There's a Mordecha with the Taisuit, with other Rishonim, exactly does it have. There are certain heterim on a Kli Shemalachta Lissa. What about a kli that's Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis? So these are all good questions. For more information, you have to learn Perek, Kol HaKelim and Shabbos. Suffice it to say that over here, Beis Shammai holds one should not use an Eli because it's Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis. So maybe you can't use it on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel is Matim Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. All that is one pshat, lefi that understanding of a Gemara in Shabbos. The Maisa Rashi over here explains that Eli is not a Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis. It's a Kli Shemalach Talisar. Its primary purpose is Kishas Chitin, but it could be used also for Chituch Basar. Because of that, it's not clear exactly what the reason for Beis Shammai is. Beis Shammai holds that Beis Shammai doesn't hold the heter of Kli Shemalach Talisar, even Letzarech Gufi Mekoimai. That's Lechair what you're going to have to say in Beis Hillel. We hold la loka that about the hammer you're allowed to use for nut cracking. So you have the heter over here also. It's not a heter that's specifically legabe simchas yomtiv b'chlal. the fallout of this machlokes is what's the din of anything which is muktzah machmas chaser and kiz, and you want to use l'tzechsum kas yamtiv. According to the first pshat we said, which is Tosfos pshat, you have a heter. According to Rashi, there's no makot such a heter. The Rav is mashma epis a third pshat. Loshon the Rav is that beisul matirin mishum simchas yamtiv af al pi she'ein alav teres kli. Tosfos yamtiv understands that this is soisa the Gemara, that he's holding that an eli, which is something very heavy, because it's used for grinding, it literally can't be picked up out of the context of grinding wheat. So mimela, it's because it can't be used for that, it's bottle mimenu the teres kli bichlal. It doesn't have a teres kli. It's not something that's primarily used for purpose A, le'isa, but it also has use B. It's not used out of that context. It's bottle mimenu teres kli. And Basil also, Teres Kli is not nizbatl from something machmas koivdoi. Maybe that itself is the machloikis, Beshama Basil, or maybe the word itself, everybody's maskim too. Basil holds, you could use it. Vinish Vidit Teres Yomtiv says, sounds not like the Gemara that we mentioned in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. Beshama Oimrim Ein Noisne Sa'or Lufne Hadorson, Belo Yag Behenu. We're talking here about the skin of an animal. Remember, you're allowed to shecht. So let's say a person shechted a cow. They didn't throw out the skin of the animal, even though it wasn't eaten. Well, they used that for leather. It was a very valuable commodity. Now, treating and turning a piece of cow skin into leather is a malacha called ibud. And it's a whole process. There's a bunch of different parts of it. The first stop is getting off the pieces of skin. And that could be accomplished by midah mesuyemes. Al yidei, you have to scrape down the skin. There's a malach of that, memache. But what they would do is, they would, even if they weren't working on the skin right now, they would put it down on the floor. And they would have, that whoever passed by would step on the skin, and that would start the process. It's not really a malach, it's not really part of the process, but it definitely helps. Because of that, it would pass to make an issa d'rabbon on this being doiris on the or. A malacha d'raisa, it's not. A malacha d'rabbon on, yeah. Beis Shammai says, therefore, ein noisin sa'or lufnei ador. So you don't put it down where it's going to be stepped on. But lo yagbenu, it's also mukhtza. Skin of an animal that doesn't have the flesh attached to it has no purpose. You can't use it not for a rug and not for a couch and not for a bed because it wasn't cured yet. It wasn't treated. So he says it loyag behenu, it's muktzah elam ki yeshima kazayis basa, unless it's still attached, at least the kazayis basa. Beisil matir, beisil is matir, and the Gemara says the reason for this is, again, simchas yomtiv, if people are going to have a loss, or they're going to be nervous about losing the skin, they won't check on yomtiv. And Chazal wanted very much that there should be simchas yomtiv to go around. So if there's need for meat, shecht. So we won't ask her anything which is derabonon. Beshamay holds one is not allowed to carry a child or a lulav or a sefer Torah out b'shus harabim. Ubeisul matir. Now this is a major machlokes. It's not just a prat. This is a klal that's very negiah to our whole how we fear yomtiv. We noig that a yomtiv the same way you're allowed to put food up to cook. Malacha sechon levish, you're also allowed to carry. What are you allowed to carry? We say that you're allowed to carry anything until Tzarech Yomtiv. Beis Shammai argues with that. Carrying is mutter, mishum, oichal nefesh. Food, v'suloi midi. Not a child, not a lulav to shul, and not a sefer or a key or anything else. Even if it's a Tzarech Yomtiv, you're not like Hanu Shusarab. Beisil does matter. Let's examine the heter of Beisil. The Pashtus is, this is the famous sugya on Daf Yud Beis, of Beisil holding you're allowed to do anything on Yomtiv. Mitoich shehutru letzarech, hutru shalai letzarech. That means if the Torah allowed this malacha to be done, but often where it's necessary for oichal nefesh, it's not just the need for oichal nefesh which is matterit, but the pshat is since carrying is something that's very often needed for food or cooking, so then those malachos are malachos which are be'etzem not shaykh to yamtiv. Which means that carrying is not a malacha which is stam a malacha. It's a malacha which is malacha, so it's shaykh to malacha seichel nefesh. There needs more definition. We'll just mention the famous Ramban. We'll talk about it more again in the third parak. But the Ramban says that the Torah in malachas yomtiv does not refer to malacha, kol malacha loisasu. In Pashas Boy, the Torah says malachas avoido loisasu. It's a different type of malacha. Malachas avoido. Malachas eichel nefesh is not malachas avoido. It's not malacha that you're doing for avoida, it's malacha you're doing for right now, for lunch. Carrying is something one very often does for lunch, so carrying is something one could do even when it's not negev for lunch. Now, what happens if something is not litzorich at all? So the Rav speaks out from here, the Pashtus, it comes from the Gemara, definitely does come from the Gemara, where there's either a tzorich mitzvah, which is why Basil mentions the cases of a cotton, you have to take a child someplace, a lulav is certainly a tzorich mitzvah, a sefer Torah. Or there's some basic need which is met. What about, let's say, hoitzos avonim? Stam, a person wants to carry from place to place. He wants to be Isaac in weekday activities. There avada nat. It's malacha de oiraisa. That's the Pashtus. The Rav quotes it that way. The Rambam seems clear. It's mavuros and other shayna, maybe Rashi, that hoitzos, from the fact that very often it's malachas seichel nefesh, that means that haitzah can never be chil yomtiv at all. Let's say, we'll say, what's a mavir, is the other malacha that's brought in the Rambam, mavir, turning on a fire, since that's very often, most often, the prerequisite to cooking food, so then turning on a fire isn't malacha on yomtiv at all. Why isn't turning on a light on yomtiv mutter? It could be noilad, could be there are other malachas involved, that's famous. The famous raid of exactly why electricity is also on Yom Tif, the famous Arichus and the Chazanish, and Reb Shlomo Zalman had his whole sefer. First sefer that turned Reb Shlomo Zalman into a world-class Pesach when he was a young man was his sefer on in Yorei, in Yonim of turning on a fire, of electricity. And a lot of the diunim over there, the legabi that discussion was legabi Hilchus Yom Tif. So it could be Hoitzah, and mavir are not malachas at all on Yom Tov. Other malachas, if they're letzorich haichal nefesh, they're mutter. If they're letzorich hayoim, it could be they're also mutter, mitoich. If they're not letzorich at all, then they'll be an issa deraisa. Again, what the cutoff point of that is, that's why Hilchus Yom Tov is so hard. Because not little Marshall Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei, a famous kasha says, if you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov, letzorich haichal nefesh, making cheese, the Gemara says over there, is megave, making cheese, gvino, is like boina. You're taking different pieces of a whole thing, and you, by curdling it, you make it into something called to a block that's hard. It's like boina, according to one shtickel Gemara over there. He says, boina has an oifin where you're allowed to do l'tzorich haichal nefesh. What about building a house? Does Tosis really mean that maybe you should be able to build a house? Ayin Sham, so the Achronim have Arichus, Rishonim, Achronim. It's a very difficult sugya. We'll mention one more point, Lagabi, the sugya of Mitoich, and that is that it's clear in the Gemara that cooking is Malachas Eichel Nefesh. What about cooking for a goy? Or what about cooking clearly for tomorrow? That would not have had to have Eichel Nefesh. We'll talk about preparing a Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah, on Yom Tov for Shabbos with the din of Eruv et Havshum, that we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem later. But what about, let's say, cooking for a goy? It sounds like it's also deraisa. How can it be also deraisa? L'chor loygora from something that's not tzorich at all. And we said maybe cooking mitav shotu l'tzorich to namid shaloy l'tzorich at all. So it's possible that the doing it behedya for a goy is mafkiyat from being considered a ma'aseh bishul that has some type of tzorich hayoyim. But the kasha is a kasha, and it has to be reckoned with. The sugya of mitoich is one of the shvest halakim of this mesechta.